God, we thank you that you are our shepherd through life. Lord, we thank you that you're present with us now. Lord, we pray that you'll be present with us now to build us up into your priestly people, who will be a blessing in the world. In your name. Amen. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you might proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Yesterday, some of us gathered in Derby Cathedral. In fact, I've got a picture of it. Hang on. Oh, but the TV's gone to sleep. Where's it? Oh, there we go. Stay awake. Some of us gathered. There we go. In. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Oh. I'll forget it. Technology. Oh, it's come back now. There we go. So some of us from here gathered in Derby Cathedral with Becky and with 14 other deacons who were there to be ordained priest, and a whole large congregation of people in the cathedral. It was wonderful to be part of such a large gathering as we celebrated together, as we saw 15 people ordained priest. So our congratulations to Becky, and thanks, as Becky's already expressed, to those who came to support those that were being ordained yesterday. Of course, a year ago, that's rubbish, that, isn't it? So, a year ago, Becky was ordained as deacon. She was ordained for a particular kind of Christian service in the church, and she was ordained to come and serve in this parish, and so started her curacy here. Those of you that have been in this church for a long time might possibly remember two or three sermons, it'd be years ago now actually, where I posed a bit of a trick question, and I asked, who are the ministers of this church? I wonder if anybody can have a stab at that. I'm warning you, it's a bit of a trick question. Who are the ministers of this church? Oh, Laura, spot on, thank you. We all are the ministers of this church. So service, of course, isn't just the call of those that are ordained, as Becky was last year, as a deacon, but actually is the calling of every Christian. We're all called to follow Jesus, to follow his example. And Jesus, as we know, served those that followed him. So ministry, we learn from this, belongs to us all. It's not something that the clergy can just hold on to or be given by other people. Ministry is something that is owned and belongs to us all. As our epistle reading said today, you are a royal priesthood, God's own people. But of course, we're not all priests in the way that Becky has just been ordained. So what's going on then with ordination? What does it mean for the laity, those of us, the majority of us, who aren't ordained in a particular way and yet are still called to a life of service, who are still called and part of and being formed into a royal priesthood? Well, the ordination service starts with words that I'd hoped were going to come on the screen. Let's see if I can get them on. Let's see what happens. So the ordination service begins with, not a lot, these words. God calls his people to follow Christ and forms us into a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to declare the wonderful deeds of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. The church is the body of Christ, the people of God, and the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, the whole church is summoned to witness to God's love and to work for the coming of his kingdom. So right at the beginning of the ordination service, where we go to support those that are being ordained as deacons or priests in a very specific way, we are reminded and we have held out before us in these words a picture of the church, our theology of the church, I guess you might say. And we realise that it's all about us. It's about us all. God calls us all to follow Christ. God forms us all into a royal priesthood. Not individually priests, but together, collectively, a royal priesthood. A holy nation. We are all members of the body of Christ. We all belong, we all have a function, a role, a place. We all have value because we're all part of the body of Christ. And we are all a place in which the Holy Spirit dwells, temples of the Holy Spirit. And so we see that actually it's in baptism that the whole church is summoned. It's in baptism that we all become witnesses to Christ. It's in baptism we all become workers in the kingdom of God. Baptism is the fundamental commission for ministry. So who are the ministers of this church? Brilliant. What we've heard so far from the ordination service is, as I've just said, the theology, our theology of the church, our understanding of the nature of the church. And it reminds us, of course, that the church is a community of people. I think it can, if we're not careful, in our minds, we become focused on the institutional aspects of church, buildings and hierarchies and processes and all the kind of scaffolding that we need for kind of any group of people that needs to organise itself to have it to be organised and to be governed in some kind of way. Those things are important, but the danger is that those things become the focus. And we're reminded here that actually the church is us, the people, and it's the community of God's people gathered together that is the church. The institutional aspects are there just to support that and to serve that and to enable that to operate and be healthy. And so the institution mustn't be allowed to take over, and dare I say, the clergy mustn't be allowed to take over. I would imagine I might get the odd amen from that. Joe. But then the ordination service goes on. It goes on from spelling out and painting this vision of what church is as God's people to talk about the specific roles that some people take up in the life of the church. And it says this. To serve this royal priesthood, God has given particular ministries. Priests are ordained to lead God's people in the offering of praise and the proclamation of the gospel. They share with the bishop in the oversight of the church, delighting in its beauty and rejoicing in its well-being. They are to set the example of the good shepherd always before them as the pattern of their calling. With the bishop and their fellow presbyters, priest and presbyters are kind of interchangeable words, really. Priest has become the dominant one in the Church of England, but presbyters is another word for the same role. With the bishop and their fellow presbyters, they are to sustain the community of the faithful by the ministry of word and sacrament, that we may all grow into the fullness of Christ and be a living sacrifice acceptable to God. So, of course, here, having spelt out the nature of the church, the liturgy then lays out and spells out the particular role of ordained ministers within the church. And that role is to serve the church. to serve the royal priesthood by offering leadership, in praise and proclamation, in sharing oversight, in sustaining the church community through word and sacrament. That, the purpose being, that we may all grow into the fullness of Christ together. So we see that ordained ministry focuses upon and is about the well-being and the flourishing of the church community. To build it up. To work and ensure that each person discovers the part they are called to play. That each of you discovers the part that you are called to play. Whatever that might be, whatever stage of life you might be in, whatever your circumstances, the call that God has on your life at this stage. That each of us may discover our part in witnessing to Jesus Christ and in building the kingdom. But of course it doesn't just stop with the focus being on the church community. That would be to be a chaplain to a community, and that's not what priests are ordained to be. We're ordained to exercise priestly ministry and be part of the royal priesthood of the whole body of Christ in the wider community. To seek the well-being and the flourishing of the wider community, of the society in which we're placed and in which we live. The vision being that we as the body of Christ, the church, become a transforming presence and are a transforming presence in the world. That we seek the well-being and the blessing and the flourishing of human society. So we must always resist the temptation to focus just inwards on the life of the church. If we do that, gradually the church silts up and becomes unhealthy and dies. Actually, we must always have our focus outwards. That goes for us as ordained ministers, and it goes for all of us as disciples of Christ. In being an ordained priest, Becky, as I've already said, was ordained as a deacon last year and has served as a deacon, but she doesn't cease to be a deacon today. Rather, she enters into a new dimension of ministry today in a kind of an official way. The deacon year is about putting the emphasis on the importance of developing our servant hearts. And it acts as the foundation for priestly ministry and indeed for episcopal ministry. So Becky doesn't cease to be a deacon, but rather that acts as the foundation for her priestly ministry. And her ministry today takes on a new dimension. And you will see, in fact you might have noticed already, you will see in this service that there are particular public things that are noticeably different about how Becky operates this week than she has done previously. So earlier on, she was able to declare forgiveness when we had had that moment of penitence and being able to express our sinfulness, seeking God's forgiveness. So Becky was able to declare forgiveness. Shortly she will be presiding at communion, at the Eucharist, as we gather together for bread and wine. And then at the end of the service she will be able to announce God's blessing. Becky has been given authority to be representative of the bishop and the church. Stephen Cottrell, the Archbishop of York, said this. When we think about the declaring of forgiveness in the service, when we think about presiding at the Eucharist, when we think about announcing God's blessing, he said, these are the gospel itself. Absolution, communion, and blessing. We live out the gospel. And Becky in her priestly ministry expresses that and gives expression to that in our worship. And so we are reminded week by week as we worship together that we are a forgiven people, reconciled to God through Christ. Forgiven and also called and required to forgive. We are reminded in our worship week by week that we can enjoy communion with God. Union, loving union with God. And that union and that communion with God is not an individualistic thing, but actually it's something that we share together as we have communion, fellowship with one another. And in our weekly worship, week by week, we are reminded that we are blessed by God, that we can receive God's rich blessings because of Christ and the working of Christ in the world, and we go out to be a blessing to others. And so we see that ordained priests, by their godly oversight, hopefully, and their servant leadership, serve the priesthood of the whole people of God. And they do this in part by being a focus and an example of ministry. Who are the ministers of this church? Still paying attention, that's good. And I'm going to end with this phrase, another phrase from the ordinal. With all God's people, priests are to tell the story of God's love. I love that. With all God's people, priests are to tell the story of God's love. We are all called together to tell the story of God's love, to be a royal priesthood, declaring the wonderful deeds of him who has called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. And we do that best by living our lives serving Christ. Amen.